That was just Come Together by the Beatles. You are listening to The Juice Bar. I am your host, The Juice. And as always, I am joined on this very sunny, very hot Sunday afternoon, the dependent variable.
How's it going?
You know, it's been a long day.
Yeah, it has.
It really has. I had the pleasure of going down to the Allentown Art Museum. Which was nice. Not really a 10 a.m., but...
10 a.m. on a Sunday is a little bit tough for a...
Field trip. Especially when your class is 25 people and 7 people show up.
Really?
It'll do it.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, anyways, we have a themed show this week. We said we'd get back to it, and we're not gonna reveal it.
This time, it's a surprise. It's a little bit difficult, I think... This is one of the harder to guess themes that we've ever done.
Yes.
Usually it's pretty obvious. This one I think is very,
very, very,
very, specific. Very obscure.
Yeah. Eli came up with it.
Thank you.
It was, about like an hour ago.
But yeah, if you think you figured out the theme, you can call into the show. Maybe if we figure out how the phone works. Our phone number is 610-330-5316. Always, so.
And of course, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I do really like this theme. Maybe we could come up with like a hint in some of this off time.
Well, I mean, we'll see how
give
it goes.
Give them a couple more songs, yeah. figure it out. So. But so just getting right back to it. This is Trash by Bob Snyder.
Well, here I am. Walking down the street again, like a scene in a movie. Just me and the garbage cans, clicking my shoes on the ground, like an aristocrat. And the power of conviction, yeah, I always fall for that. And I know why. It's always true, I'm brown, not blue. I got no car, got no cash. How could it last? Cheer up, moon. The stars will keep you company. I'm alright now. I just let her get a piece of me. Gives a damn. Well, I probably say I don't. It's true. If the truth were to be known now, I guess I probably say I do. And I know why. I always do. I always fall.
Yeah.
She may cut you. She may shoot you too.
So that was just Moving Out by Billy Joel, Trash by Bob Schneider, and Walking Through the Park by Muddy Waters. Muddy Waters, I started listening to him this summer when I got into like deep blues through my dad.
Nice.
So he's a, I don't know, if you ever need the kind of like that hype up before class, you know, like early morning class, you know, you're like on the train, whatever, wherever you are.
Like, do you have a playlist that you like listen to every morning?
I do. The songs kind of change though, like with how I'm feeling, you know, like sometimes when I know the class is going to be like a long class.
Right.
Or, you know, like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I have a different kind of, you know, Wednesday, getting into Wednesday, I have to get into that, you know, that's a 12-hour day.
Right.
I just got to get really into it, you know? So I listen, you know, maybe I will listen to some Muddy Waters.
Right.
Some, like, upbeat, you know, Thunderstruck. But for those at home, Eli just broke his mic stand. I've just been trying to fix it while I've been continuing to talk.
I'm struggling here a little bit. Okay.
But, you know, I there's something about that. Like, sometimes you got to just, like, hype yourself up. And yeah. Muddy Waters is kind of that guy.
Right.
If you just, you know, like...
Muddy Waters.
You just go in...
Kind of a weird name.
Well,
for a band.
It's not a band. It's Muddy. Muddy. It's not his real name.
Wait,
I can't remember his real name right now.
Okay.
My dad's yelling it at the screen, actually, right now. He's like, no, of course, you know, it's whatever. And, right. But I have no idea.
Find it out. You know, I was thinking the other day, Jack, about our parents and celebrities in general.
Were you?
Yeah, I was.
Were you doing it alone, or?
Yeah, I was all by myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, the thing that I was realizing was that,
hold on. Oh, McKinley Morganfield.
Okay.
Yeah, McKinley Morganfield.
McKinley Morganfield.
That was a real NPR.
Muddy style, Waters.
Like, yeah. Anyways, real continue. Name. So you had this thought the other day.
Name. I had this thought the other day about how, you know, when we're a little bit older, you know, actually, we were talking to Eric, and Eric was talking about the passage of time, and I was like, you know, how do you know when you're getting old? Which is we're still very young, so, like, you know.
I mean,
just preface it with that, but I was thinking about how the way that we view, like, celebrities and people that we know or kind of watch or listen to, and how, you know, like, my parents will show me a movie and there'll be some actor in it that was, like, super famous, like, huge actor when they were kids, and I've just never heard of them before.
He's just, like, the old guy in the movie.
Yeah, he's just the old guy in the movie. And how, like, that's probably going to happen with all the people that we're currently, like, accustomed to. And thinking about that was really weird, because, like, I can't imagine Kanye being, like, old person.
The old guy.
Music, or, like, the old guy. But, I mean, it's going to happen eventually.
No, I mean, there's a lot of...
He's already having kids, you know? Like, that's... I feel like that's the
start of
the process.
We'll always just see them
there.
As Kanye's kids, but if, you know, North, West, South, or East ever become something...
Right.
Then... Our kids would hypothetically see them, and then Kanye is just like the old guy.
It's just like their old
like for
dad.
A good example is just kind of continuing with the Kanye thing. Our parents know like Robert Kardashian through the OJ case,
right?
Right,
and I.
But we know the Kardashians through like the
Children,
the children,
right? Or like Billy Ray Cyrus and Miley Cyrus.
Exactly, exactly. Billy Ray Cyrus, kind of, you know.
No,
he was just like
I know
the
he's
father
like a country
on,
singer, but like, yeah, he was just like the dad of Miley Cyrus, who's like the person that we're aware of.
Yeah,
it's kind of
really, it's just, you know, food for thought. You know,
food
if you're kind of just like, you know, who's that person for you? Where like you know, this guy was like the biggest thing. He was bigger than life, and you know, to us, it you know, we never experienced that. So like, what is the significance of that moment?
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But we could jump back to some music. We don't have any sort of hints. There's still a theme show for those of you that just
calls.
Jumped in. Still zero calls.
If you would like to call our
if
number.
You want to figure it out. Just to go back, we've played Come Together by the Beatles, Trash by Bob Schneider, Walking Through the Park by Muddy Waters, and Moving Out by Billy Joel.
Mm-hmm.
So if you...
We're about to hear Clean by Ryan Adams. And again, call us if you think you know what the theme is this week. Our phone number is 610-330-5316.
Absolutely. So, without further ado here, here's Clean.
Drought was the very worst. When the flowers we'd grown together it was months and months back and forth. You're still all over me like a wine stain. Should I can wear more? On my head is a lost war, and the sky turned black like a perfect storm. And the rain came pouring down when I was driving. That's when I could finally breathe. By morning, gone was any chase. Think that I'd finally clean. I nothing left to do. When the butterflies turn to dust, covering my to a punched hole in the roof. Let the flood carry away all my pictures of you. Water filled my lungs and I screamed so loud that nobody heard a thing. And the rain came pouring down when I was drowning with it, when I could finally breathe. By the morning dawn was hitting, chasing, think that I'd finally clean. 2 months sober, I must admit, just because you clean on me, you don't miss it. 2 months older, I won't give it. Now that I'm clean, I'm never gonna risk it. Now I'm never gonna risk it. Rain came pouring down when I was drowning. That's when I could finally breathe. By morning dawn was heading chasing you. I think that I just found out.
color waiting on me to set me free. I just found out a ghost left town. The Queen of California is a stepping down, down, down. Get down. The other night I had a crazy dream about a man in a fishing hat. He was selling magazines. On the way from Kingston, he had worked his way down, and I bought him a drink on the night they kicked him out of town. He said, you know, I don't like the way I am. You know, I don't like the way I am. You know, I don't like the way I am. No, 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 I don't like the way I am. Mm-hmm. And I saw an old fisherman out swaying on the dock, swinging a junk or something in the string of fish that he had caught. His wife had left him just a week before. She packed up her bags and she waltzed on out the door. She said, you know, I don't like the way I am. Oh, no. You know, I don't like the way I am. You know, I don't like the way I am. You know, I don't like the way I am. And then she cried right out loud. She sang, gay love, gay, gay love, gay, gay love, gay, gay love, gay. You and me walked down the shores of our youth, chasing the sunrise and challenging the truth. It's all so distant now, I've seen too many lies, turning my vision into crumbling demise. Oh, you know I don't like the way I am. I don't like the way I am, no, no, no. But you know, I'm gonna change the way I am. Oh, yes, I am.
I'm gonna change the way I am right now. Hear me crying, this thing gave love, gave love, gave love, gave love, gave love. The other night I had a crazy dream about a man in a fishing hat. He was selling old magazines. On the way from Kingston, he had worked his way down. And I bought him a drink on the night they kicked him out of town. He said to me, he said, "You know, I don't like the way I am." Just like that. "You know, I don't like the way I am. But I'm gonna change the way I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna change the way I am." And he played a song for me. Got a squeeze box. Said,
right, that was just "The Way I Am" by Martin Sexton, "Queen of California" by John Mayer, and "Clean" by Ryan Adams. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Juice Bar. I'm the Juice, always with the dependent variable to my left.
Have I ever been to your right?
I don't think so.
I think I've always been to your left.
I mean, or one time, across from me.
Yeah, one time I was there, and Eric was across from me. That was pretty wild. But I guess in general, I am to your left.
Most of the time.
Left-hand man.
So this is, again, a themed episode. And we were trying to come up with
a good hint.
A good hint.
Yeah.
We both kind of came up with one, so... I my hint, I this is a tough one because there's like, you can kind
of
give, there's a lot of, you know, ground you could give up.
Yeah.
But my hint is Revelations 22:13.
Yeah.
That's all you get.
I feel like that's a really strong hint unless you don't know Revelation 22:13.
Yeah. If you know Revelation 22:13, then, I mean, you're golden.
But otherwise...
You have no idea what we're talking about.
You have no idea. So my hint is a really bad hint, and it's not helpful at all, but it's that...
Oh, really?
Yeah. The connection with all the songs has to do with a common artistic choice that the artists have made.
This is true. This is true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll see if somebody guesses it. Somebody might have texted, you know... Nope. I keep my phone on airplane mode. I just don't want it to.
Right. No one
explode.
Has called yet.
No. 610-330-5316. It's also on our website at wjrh.org. You can talk to us there, but you can find all the contact information that you need. I feel like I just have to mention that we lost in football again yesterday. Lafayette football.
And did we do the show yesterday?
And we did. No, we absolutely did not.
No, we did not. There you go. Correlation is the same thing as causation. That's what.
Anyways,
we're
the Leopards come back to Lafayette. Easton, Pennsylvania. Next week for the homecoming game against, I don't remember. chances are we're not getting a win. We just lost to Albany State.
Yeah.
Eli.
I don't know what
Albany
that means.
State.
Shoemaker's pretty good, though.
He's been, you know what? He's been running. A mobile quarterback.
He's got a good name. Shoemaker.
Shoemaker. It's not, and if you think we're just being stupid and not saying Schumacher, it's not. It's literally spelled Shoemaker.
Is it pronounced Schumacher?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think it's Shoemaker.
I think it is Shoemaker.
I think his name is Shoemaker. He's pretty good, though.
He is. He's been playing well.
From that one
No
game.
Coaching changes this week.
Bummer.
Clearly, Lafayette administration is not listening to the Juice Bar.
Obviously. We're always advocating for new coaches.
For wild change.
Unless you're the fencing team.
Ooh.
In which case, you don't have any coaches.
Ooh.
Because the D1 fencing team's coaches just quit.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah. Anyways, shifting gears here. Down in Easton yesterday was Lafayette Day.
How was it? I couldn't go. I was at an
I went down
tournament.
With... I was woken up to go down by my RA, Johnny.
Johnny.
Tim and Ori came. And we actually had a really good time. Tim, Johnny, and I went to a... This hot dog. So when you go down, you like get a registration bag, you hand over your ID, you get all this stuff.
Nice.
And if you go to like 13 stores, you get entered into a raffle. But you also get coupons for some free food.
Nice.
And so we found this place, Downtown Dog, which I found out is well known in the Lafayette community. I didn't know about it.
I've never heard of it, so.
And I just had some pretty good hot dogs.
Pretty good hot dogs?
Pretty good hot dogs. Like, I mean, cheese fries on bacon-wrapped hot dogs. Some mac and cheese on fries on a bacon-wrapped dog. Oh, my.
How many hot dogs did you have?
Three.
That's amazing.
They were so good.
Where is it?
So you go down. You go down into the circle. Hang a right. So you're passing up the... you pass the Easton Public Market.
Mm-hmm.
And at that next intersection, you pass the Easton Public Market, take mm-hmm. a right... And go down that road.
Is that towards Gentleman's?
Yes, you pass Gentleman's. Place? You pass okay. Gentleman's. It's probably, I don't know, like a block or two.
So really down. What you're saying is that you shouldn't go to the circle. You should turn right.
Yes, you should just.
Before you get to the circle.
Yeah, no, okay. That is easier.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Huh.
If you actually cut by Pliables, in between Pliables and the bookstore.
Pliable.
Cut down there.
Oh, I've still never been to Pliable.
You know, I have a friend from home, Everett Lyons, who I know isn't listening. Who goes there all the time and gets the Nutella Bowl.
Nutella Bowl.
And, I mean, he likes it. I don't know.
It's, have you had the overnight oats? At Risk? What? The new Rockwell Integrated Science Center.
Don't call it Risk.
It's got an eco-cafe.
When I was in high school, they redid the cafeteria and they changed it to the Student Life Center, the SLC. And everybody just kept calling it the CAF. But certain people would call it. They'd be like, hey, are you down in the SLC?
I mean,
get out of here with Risk.
What am I going to say?
Just say Rockwell.
Integrated Science Center?
No, just say
that
Rockwell. There's
long.
One Rockwell. It's okay. Not like there's. It's not like it's Osley or Kirby. There's one.
There's only one Rockwell. That is true, but Rockwell is two syllables.
Just say Rockwell.
And Risk is one. So I'm going to say Risk.
I'm just going to say Rockwell.
Well,
maybe I'll just say science. Every time I just say science, I mean Rockwell and Integrated Science.
Science.
Beautiful building, though.
It is a beautiful building. It's got an eco-cafe, which is okay. A lot of...
How are the smoothies? I've heard the smoothies have improved.
The smoothies are very good. I will say the smoothies are very good. The prepackaged foods at the eco-cafe are mediocre at best. Not terrible, but...
If you needed it in a pinch, it works.
You just get the feeling that they've been like sitting in the cooler for a while.
In the Rockwell Integrated Science Center for just too long.
For just too long. Well, yeah, I mean... You know, they have the stickers on the bottom of everything that says when they were made.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everything in there is at least 4 days old.
Wow.
And I don't know why. I don't know if it's like I'm going at times people have already taken the fresh stuff or if like they're just making things really far in advance and just kind of like cycling through and it's like everything is like 4 days old.
Maybe. I don't know.
But let me tell you, those overnight oats have been sitting for multiple nights.
But multiple nights.
They are very soggy, though not terrible.
Overnight oats.
Yeah.
What are, is it just...
It's literally, okay, it's
oats. Is it just oats?
In a bowl, cup kind of thing.
For $7.
No, $3.
$3.
You get oats that have been soaking in oat milk for 4 days with a little bit of, I think, granola on top, and either either some yogurt or...
Just stop there.
Or you could get the chocolate version, in which they put chocolate milk instead of oat milk. Or you could get the coffee version, in which they use coffee instead of...
Eli, oat milk. That sounds disgusting.
I thought the coffee one was gross. Elise really likes it, but she's also very into coffee, so...
Yeah, no, this body's a temple.
Yeah.
No coffee.
No coffee. No drugs.
None.
Coffee's not good for you.
I don't know. I was never really a fan of the smoothies. And I feel like that's just an extension.
Smoothies are really good, actually. They're very good.
No, I know they've gotten better, but that just sounds like...
Don't get the carrot one. The carrot one's not good.
But your overnight oats just sound like the smoothies did. It's just like there's a one version of the same thing that's just...
No, actually, they have pretty good variety of smoothies.
Oh, I'm not saying the smoothies aren't good, Eli. I'm saying the smoothies are better now.
The oats still. Okay. Yeah, no, the oats...
I'm talking about post-Rockwell Integrated Science Center.
If you said risk, you wouldn't have tripped over the words.
Well, I was going to say it would be like Prisk.
Prisk?
Pre-Rockwell Integrated Science Center, Prisk.
Mm. Prisk smoothies?
And post. Actually, that doesn't work because they sound the same.
No, I'm a little bit afraid to get the coffee smoothie because it was always so terrible at Gilbert's.
Oh, it was. It was. Yeah. I remember some woman giving me more espresso. And I didn't even think that there was espresso in it.
It's always kind of watery and a little bit gritty. Sort of sandy. Well, anyway.
Oh, my God. Well, anyways, back to music. Eli, you're really hammering hard on this Vampire Weekend album.
It's very good. I'm a big fan. Also, you know, going to like concerts, really just, it's all I want.
Promises of future glory don't make a case for me. I did my best and all the rest is hidden by the clouds. I can't carry you forever, but I can hold you now. Leaving now your wedding day, all calm and dressed in white. All I keep's the memory of one last crooked night. The pews are getting filled up, the organ's playing loud. I can't carry you forever, but I can hold you now. Funny how you're telling me on my wedding day. Crying in those rumpled sheets like someone's about to die. You just watch your mouth when talking about the father of the bride. Why's your heart grown heavy, boy, when things were feeling light? Turning this June morning into some dark judgment night. This ain't the end of nothing much, it's just another round. I can't carry you forever, but I can hold you now.
And under the bows unbound. All clothed in a snowy shroud. She had no heart so hardened, all under the boughs unbound.
That was just Hold You Now by Vampire Weekend off of their new album. And The Crane Wife 3 by The Decemberists, which I played because I was listening to another song of theirs with my roommate Christian the other day that I really liked. But I couldn't play that one because of our theme. So
went with this one instead. You know what? This is a good theme that you can kind of make some interesting things with. I guess we can morph this into more, but we haven't gotten any calls, so I'm assuming nobody's gotten it. Revelations 22:13 didn't mean anything.
Well, it did.
Just not to any of the listeners.
Not to any of the yeah,
abundant listeners.
I just clarifying because it kind of sounded like that was a fake clue.
Oh no, it absolutely.
But it was not a fake clue. It was
absolutely true.
Completely accurate.
True clue. True clue. Wow, tongue twister.
Should we reveal the theme?
I feel like we have to
the listeners. I think we have to. I mean, or we could like keep it a secret and then
post it on social media.
Do it again.
Make it a raffle.
Social media. Ooh, what if we post it on social media and then people have to find our ridiculously named Instagram account to get the answer.
Oh, that is. That's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, so we'll post the answer on our Instagram account. Follow us at the Juice Bar on 104.9 FM.
Yep.
Is that what it is?
I think that's the
name. And
it's
a period to separate every single word and number in there.
So just... Oh, Instagram crashed. To clarify for everyone... Oh, man. Out there. Our wonderfully named Instagram account made by Jack himself is the.juice.bar.on.104.9.
Because somebody already had the Juice Bar on 104.9.
I couldn't think of anything.
No, someone already had the Juice Bar.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like you had another, you had a lot of options that were not so long. Could have been
it
like
adds character,
the
Eli.
Juice Bar WJRH, or like
we might be changing
Lafayette
the
Juice Bar, or can you do that?
Yeah, you can change it whenever you want. Yeah, you could have changed it this whole time if you had a problem with it.
That's
you could have
crazy.
Changed it. Well, anyways, you have been listening to WJRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania. This has been the Juice Bar. I am the Juice, and well, I'm joined by the dependent variable who's trying to change our Instagram name.
It's very long.
So our last song, I guess your last clue to figure out the theme of this week is Tiny Dancer by Elton John. Thank you very much for listening.
Blue jean baby, LA lady, seamstress for the band. Gets out for